Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brother and sister, salam. So welcome to a new story, The Satan's Snare. This is the title of today's story. One of the students of Ayatollah Sheikh Murtada Ansari, one of the greatest scholars in the Islamic world, recounts one night while we were in Najaf, engaged in studies under the tutelage of the Sheikh, I saw Shaitan in my dreams. He was armed with numerous ropes and cords in his hands. What are these ropes for? I asked him. He replied, I put them around the people's necks, draw them towards myself, and ensnare them. Just last night, I had put one of these strong cords around the Sheikh's neck and had managed to drag him from his room to the middle of the street in which his house is situated. But unfortunately, he escaped from my clutches and returned home. The next morning, when I went to the Sheikh, I related the previous night's dream to him. Shaitan has spoken the truth, the Sheikh explained, that the cursed had desired to beguile me, but by the grace of Allah, escaped from his grasp. Yesterday, I did not have any money to purchase something for the house. I said to myself, I had 1 rial from the money of Imam Zaman, and there is still some time before I can put it to use. I shall borrow it for now and repay it later. I left the house with the money, but as I was about to purchase the item which I needed, I said to myself, how do I know I shall be able to repay this debt later? I wavered and then all of a sudden decided against going ahead with the purchase. As soon as I returned home, I put the money back in its place.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
Seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in Lantern, what we do is to talk about different religious stories and then try to explain and talk more about some points that could be useful for us and they could be useful for our daily lives as Muslims. Well, life often tests our faith not by asking us to do what is easy, but by asking us to do what is right, even when circumstances make it difficult. The true measure of a believer is not in how they act when everything is smooth, but in how they uphold what is right when challenges arise. Well, in everyday life, obstacles can appear in many forms. Perhaps others mock or criticize your devotion. Perhaps people around you behave wrongly. They create confusion or even actively try to discourage you. The natural human response is often to stop, to compromise, or to remain silent. Yet the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam remind us that the right actions, those aligned with Allah's command, must never be abandoned due to the wrong actions of others. Imagine a student who is committed to honesty and integrity. She notices classmates cheating or lying, and some even mock her for insisting on fairness. She could choose to remain silent to avoid confrontation or social pressure. But her faith teaches her that upholding honesty, even when others act wrongly, is a responsibility and a trust before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By staying steadfast, she not only preserves her own integrity, but also strengthens the moral fabric of her community. Similarly, a worker might notice corruption in a workplace, or a friend might face unfair treatment. Standing up for what is right may attract criticism or make a path harder. Yet abandoning it would be abandoning the truth itself. Okay, well, let's go have a short break and we will come back and talk about it a little bit more.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Lantern and we are talking about the difficult situation that following a right action might bring for us. Well, the Holy Book of Quran reminds us of this principle in clear terms. It says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. And establish weight in justice and do not deprive people of their due. And do not commit corruption in the land after it has been set right. That is better for you if you are believers. Surah Al-Hud, verse number 85. This verse emphasizes that our duty to uphold justice, fairness, and the rights of others does not depend on the behavior of those around us. Even if society is corrupt, if people act unjustly, or if wrongdoing appears widespread, our responsibility remains. To abandon what is right because of others' misbehavior would be a betrayal of both faith and consciousness. Our steadfastness becomes a beacon showing that right actions are more powerful than any obstacle or wrongdoing that is around us. So remember that our responsibility is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to the approval or behavior of others. Right actions do not lose their value because others act wrongly. In fact, perseverance on the difficulty increases the worth of our deeds in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Lantern. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi amanillah.
تطمئن القلوب.